All right, it's time for the property pulse here at 96.7 TSAFM. Every single morning, I talk with either a mortgage broker or a realtor. And today, I speak with Lisa DiBernardo from Vermont Mortgage Group, LLC, at vtmortgage.com. Now, Lisa, she can help you make qualifying for a mortgage easier, or you need a mortgage to buy a home, or looking to refinance for a better rate, or maybe some cash out of your property. Lisa can help you. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Tom.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, yeah. We're only into what? It's only on January 8th already. So
we can still say Happy New Year.
Yes, we can. All right. So what's going on today? What are you going to bring to the table?
What I would like to talk about today is preparing to buy a home.
Okay.
So Jackie on the alternate Wednesdays is speaking about the home buying process and the home selling process.
Yeah.
And in order to prepare for home buying, people should first call me and receive what's called a pre-approval. So a pre-qualification or mortgage pre-approval is the essential first step in the process. And I think most real estate buyers have heard about this. If they're looking to buy a property, even if it's not for 3 to 6 months or even longer, it takes a while to shop for a home.
It's a pre-approval letter, right?
It's a pre-approval letter.
Yeah,
that's
what I know about that.
Yeah, so pre-approval letter is something that the borrowers, the buyers, have. Right. So when they go to shop for a home, they know what purchase price range they should be looking in.
Yes.
They also will know what loan amount they qualify for and what type of mortgage. There are many types of mortgages. So what I want to talk about is pre-qualification versus pre-approval and what the differences are.
Okay.
People can go to a bank website, for example, and do what's called a pre-qualification. Pre-qualification provides a ballpark estimate of how much someone can borrow based on the information that the borrower provides. For example, you're looking to buy a home, Tom. You would complete your name, you'd put in your income, you'd put in your credit score. The thing about that, though, Tom, is there are so many variables, and the mortgage guidelines are very, very complex.
Yes.
So people put their income in that box. It's not necessarily the income the lender is able to use. So a pre-qualification really doesn't hold much weight.
Okay.
Nothing's verified.
Okay.
This is typically done online or over the phone, so it's not even with a person.
Okay.
It doesn't pull credit. It doesn't collect any information, so nothing's verified.
Okay.
A pre-approval is what I do. Here's why I do that. It provides a definitive answer as to how much someone can borrow. It speeds up the buying process, and it requires a completion of a mortgage application and the submission of various documents to go along with that. For example, after someone completes an application, I will review the application and then determine what documents I need. If someone's self-employed, I would need tax returns. If they're not self-employed and they receive a paycheck from a company they work for, I would collect their pay stubs and their W-2s. I also collect bank statements, and then I do a soft pull credit check.
Okay.
The reason I do all these things is because the calculation of income is very complex. And as a borrower, you don't know what those guidelines are.
Right.
How could you know? You're not in the business. That's my job.
Exactly.
That's why you come to me.
That's why I'm coming to you.
You come to me and you're going to do this pre-approval because you know that I'm going to verify the information. When you receive the pre-approval letter from me, that tells the realtor, it tells the seller, and it tells you that you are going to get to that closing table.
Yes.
Because I have already done the research.
Exactly.
I know you have the money to come to the table.
Yep.
I know you have the credit that meets the guidelines.
Yep.
I know your liabilities are within the qualification range. And I've calculated and verified your income based on the current guidelines around how that is calculated. So that is the best assurance. So coming into this spring home buying season, it's only January, as we just talked about, with the new year. But if people are looking to buy a home, now is the time to call me and work through the pre-approval process.
Yeah, don't wait.
Don't wait.
Yeah.
It really doesn't take that long. The application itself takes maybe 5 minutes.
Right.
It's very basic information. What I do is review it, and then I provide the list of documents with a secure portal to upload the documents. I review it. But again, it's going to help the person find the price range and not have to make corrections later, because they're going to know what they can borrow. They're going to know their purchasing power.
Right. They don't need to know the rate right then and there, though, right?
They won't know the rate then. They'll know a range, because we use what's called a qualifying rate at that point.
Okay.
So I need to use something in order to formulate an estimated payment.
Okay.
But it's only an estimated payment at that point, because until the exact purchase
the
price
final.
Is
yeah.
exactly, and until they're in process.
Got you.
Because rates do change every single day.
Yes.
I mean, the market is volatile. They're not changing a lot, but they can. I provide a qualifying rate. And then once we have a signed contract and we go into process,
then
that's when we talk about what rate options are available to the buyer specifically.
Makes sense.
So pre-approval is the way to go, not pre-qualification.
Okay.
VTmortgage.com or email Lisa at VTmortgage.
Absolutely. That's great. Yeah, some great stuff right there, Lisa. You are the person to go see for sure.
Thank you.
I've learned a lot by this Property Pulse, by talking to you, by talking to Jackie, and it's just been wonderful, and I just hope we continue to do this for sure.
I hope so. It's a lot of fun, and I really love teaching people.
Yeah, go see Lisa. If you're listening right now, go see Lisa. She's going to take care of you. She's very personable, and she's approachable, and she's going to take care of you.
Thank you, Tom.
You got it. Absolutely. Thank you, Lisa, for coming on the Property Pulse, and we'll see you in 2 weeks, okay?
See you in 2 weeks.
All right. There goes Lisa DiBernardo, Vermont Mortgage Group, LLC. Check her out at VTmortgage.com.